Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For those who get real news, like listeners to this podcast, it probably feels a little bit like the walls are closing in with the federal government coming after everybody who opposes the Democrats criminally. Think about what we've learned in just the last few weeks. 40 federal officials censor you on Facebook. The censorship's done by everybody from the Department of Homeland Security to the FBI to the CDC. We've learned that the FBI colluded with Facebook. Facebook, at the direction of the FBI, censored the true Hunter Biden stories. In other words, the FBI, we've learned in recent weeks, didn't just internally put Hunter Biden's crimes off limits from those investigating him, and they did. The agent, Timothy Tebow, put them behind digital walls that those agents weren't allowed to access. Outside of the FBI, they were going to social media to censor evidence of Hunter's crimes, accurately, it turns out, reported by the New York Post. These are shocking revelations, ones that make it clear our country's slipping away. We learned in recent weeks that two FBI agents who were behind the Russia hoax claims that they fraudulently perpetrated on the FISA court. That's a felony, by the way, lying under oath to the FISA court. We're among the same ones censoring Hunter Biden's crimes. It's unbelievable. And then, to top all that off, we just learned another shocking thing from the New York Post. Conservatives, Republicans, people who want to be free, who peacefully criticized the federal government in their Facebook messages, questioned the outcome of the 2020 election at all, or criticized federal power, i.e., hey, it's spinning out of control, not violently at all, had their messages scooped up by Facebook, turned over to the FBI, and all of those individuals were then turned over to regional offices of the FBI for investigation. Even worse, they were put under surveillance. We don't even know the details of that surveillance. Does this horrify you, scare you, sound like the beginning of an authoritarian regime? Why is all this happening? Why is our government so out of control? It's the Democrats. Well, yeah, it's the Democrats, the FBI and our intelligence operatives doing this, sure, and the Department of Justice. But who is letting them? To understand why all of this is going on, you have to look at the top five in Republican leadership. When the Democrats are taking their cues for what they can get away with, when the FBI, the DOJ, the Department of Homeland Security, the CDC is looking for cues on who it's okay to censor, they look to the top five in GOP leadership. Number one used to be Trump, but he's gone. I mean, literally gone, censored right off platforms where he can condemn this stuff. So who's the number one now? Mitch McConnell. Has he condemned a single one of these things in the last month? Nope, not one. He's had nothing to say about it. That's how the Democrats know it's all okay and acceptable. And how the FBI and DOJ, which continue to persecute Republicans, think families who protest at liberal school board meetings. Do you ever see Mitch McConnell, the now de facto leader of the Republican Party, condemn that? You didn't. And that's why it hasn't stopped. Want to know what's really going on in this country? Okay, here's what to watch for. Watch as these outrages are broken and revealed. Then watch Mitch McConnell. See what he says. And you'll know what's okay. Also watch Republican Policy Committee Chairman Roy Blunt, Republican Whip John Thune, and Republican Conference Chairman John Barrasso. They're the top Republican elected leaders. And together, they've said nothing about any of this because they're cool with it. They are Bush League. No, literally what's left over of the Bush regime, which supports all of this. Well, what about in the House? Okay, watch what Kevin McCarthy does or does not say. I always do this in the 48 hours after one of these outrages breaks. Watch Steve Scalise. They're the top Republican leadership in the House. Now, if you want to get an idea where they're coming from, Kevin McCarthy wields his power by doling out money to Republican candidates in primaries. Most of the moderates, not conservatives. Their job is to defeat the conservatives. Where does a lot of that money come from in Kevin McCarthy's super PAC? Social media and tech titans. The ones doing the censorship of Kevin McCarthy's own voters? Yup. In fact, Kevin McCarthy, again, the minority leader of the House, he's the fourth highest ranking GOP leader and the leader of the House, was actually caught, recorded, unbeknownst to him, on a phone call with Scalise and Liz Cheney, trying to figure out how they could get Republican members of Congress censored on social media for questioning the outcome of the 2020 election. This is what we're dealing with. If we could get about six people out of the way, we can fight the Democrats and we will win. All we need is leaders willing to fight their persecution of their own base. The good news is that the biggest obstacle to our fighting and avoiding the turning of the United States of America into a totalitarian regime is one name, one person, Mitch McConnell. And the good news is this is his last term. He's so old, he might not even survive it. The bad news, he's got 4.5 years left in Congress. We may not have a free country in 4.5 years, much less 2.5, given that they're already raiding Mar-a-Lago, which, by the way, McConnell refused to condemn. He just said he wanted to ask questions about it on the third time he was asked. You know, like Judas? Yeah, the third time. So that's our chief problem. Let me give you another example. Perhaps the most shocking thing that I've reported recently is in the podcast before this one, yesterday's, about the army that the EPA was just given, along with the ability to regulate nitrogen. It's the exact formula, $20 billion, which will pay for about 15,000 staff to terrorize farmers, and the ability to limit nitrogen. In other words, the EPA was just given total control in the name of climate change over American food supply. And that's exactly what happened in Europe. In the Netherlands alone, under this plan, 11,000 of 52,000 farms will permanently shut down. It's going to dramatically limit world food supply, and they're doing it here. Yet the GOP leadership never said a thing about this army. They didn't even catch that it was in the Inflation Resuscitation Act. They never condemned it or did anything about it. We had to learn about it in pjmedia.com. In fact, this last week, they've been, again, extraordinarily quiet, as we've learned about bombshell after bombshell after bombshell of the FBI persecuting and targeting Republicans in increasingly shocking ways. In fact, it's getting so bad, the FBI is now walking up to Congress members and demanding their phones without even bothering to explain what laws they've broken. And this is the beginning of the persecution of conservatives elected to Congress. In fact, they took the phone of Representative Perry. He is the leader of the Freedom Caucus in the House. That means they have all the communications of the Freedom Caucus. It's a conservative group of Congress members. So what did the Republican leadership say about that? Nothing. See how this works? The FBI watches, the DOJ watches, the Democrats watch, and they take their cue. Okay, the GOP leadership would like conservatives wiped out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It has been astonishing what the GOP leadership has missed in recent weeks. Has simply not commented on. And that, as they know, is taken as a tacit sign of agreement. And unfortunately, it leaves ever-shrinking voices pushed further and further to the margins to complain about what's going on because the GOP leadership won't even name it. Leaves it to us, so we have to fight on platforms like Getter and Truth Social, where no one can hear us, as the country slips further and further into tyranny. So while all these outrageous stories have broken in the last month, what exactly was Republican leadership busy doing? So busy, they missed an army for the EPA to terrorize farmers out of business and destroy significant parts of our food supply. How'd they miss that? What were they busy doing? Oh, they were busy in New Hampshire. And this tells you everything you need to know. While America teeters on the brink of becoming an authoritarian regime, and the only way to stop this progress is to rout the Democrats in the midterm, to beat them consistently, to take back the Senate and the House. What were Mitch McConnell and his staffers busy doing, according to Fox News? Oh, spending $4.1 million against the Democrats? Oh, heck no. That money is desperately needed against the Democrats right now. But that's not what they were doing. No, they were spending the $4.1 million, shockingly, not against Democrats during a time when that's desperately needed. No, no, no. They were spending it against Republican General Don Bolduc to keep him from winning the New Hampshire primary. Why? He supports Trump and promises a pro-people, pro-small business MAGA philosophy. $4.1 million. It'll be an uphill battle for any Republican to win that Senate seat. It was a waste of money to put any money in that primary in a state like New Hampshire, where the Democrat will likely win. This is how dedicated the Republican leadership is to silencing all conservative voices. They don't care if we lose. Things got so bad that when Bolduc won, and by the way, without Trump's endorsement, Trump stayed neutral, which is what McConnell should have done. When Bolduc won, Mitch McConnell refused to congratulate him. That's how bad this is. And refused to give him any help financially, which is traditional. When a Republican wins the primary, the Republican leadership steps up and pledges aid. This is what is done in both parties. McConnell so far hasn't pledged a cent to him. In other words, he's helping the Democrats in New Hampshire. Why would Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Roy Blunt, even Steve Scalise, who plays a good guy on TV, but he's not, why would they allow all this? Allow the Mar-a-Lago targeting, allow the censorship and political persecution of Trump's followers, who are their own voters. Why would they do this? I could spend the next hour on that, but I won't do that to you. The main reason is money. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy used to control the cash, the flow of cash into the Republican Party for the Bush family, which has ruled with an iron fist for about 30 years. They were the power players and power brokers. Now the bulk of that cash goes to Trump's fundraising machine. This has really eroded their power base. Mitch McConnell, for most of this past year, has polled as the single least popular member of Congress, deservedly. They resent that Trump took the power, and they're more than happy to let the censors in the federal government, the censors on social media, and the FBI take out Trump and his supporters so they can have the power back. But the news isn't all bad. There's some potential light at the end of the tunnel, because though Mitch McConnell left General Bolduc to rot, to lose to the Democrats, a funny thing happened that I didn't even see coming. Senator Rick Scott, who's something of a blend, he's like half uniparty, half Trump populist. I can't even figure out which side he comes down on. Whatever the case, he's the chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and much better than Mitch McConnell, stepped up to congratulate General Don Bolduc on his campaign in New Hampshire and to provide him with $6 million from the NRSC committee. Why? Rumor is Senator Rick Scott wants to challenge Mitch McConnell for Senate Majority Leader. It's not a perfect solution, but it's the next best thing to keep our children from living in an authoritarian regime, which we will march straight into with McConnell's acquiescence and Blunt's, and to a large extent, even McCarthy's, although he occasionally puts out a mean tweet and does a Fox News interview where he pretends to be outraged. Again, you've got to watch what these guys do, not listen to what they say. Again, this podcast isn't to upset you. It's a primer on teaching you how to read the tea leaves. You really know what's going on in this country. We cannot defeat them by fighting in the dark. We have to be able to swing at to understand what it is we're fighting. And it's not just me who's noticed this. The American people have, in a sort of weird way. The pollster Trafalgar, one of the most accurate of recent elections, just did an interesting poll in the last week. There was good news and bad news. The good news is that the Republicans were up by 6 points on the generic ballot, meaning we'll probably at least take the House. The bad news was this. 56% of likely voters agreed the Republican Party, the Republican leadership, hadn't made an argument that justified their vote to allow the GOP to take over Congress. And they're right. They have barely bothered to make an argument. They're hoping it'll default to them, but if it doesn't, they don't really care. Why? Because those donors that make Roy Blunt and Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy so powerful, giving them their big packs to hand out in the primaries, yeah, they share a lot of those donors with Democrats. They know better than to go out in public and criticize Democrats. Then they get the money. And even if they lose, it's okay because McConnell and McCarthy and the group still retain their king-making power. Does it make sense? Okay, now through that lens, watch what just happened over the last week. Well, even voters notice that the GOP leadership isn't campaigning for a GOP takeover. In the Trafalgar poll, notice who is fighting for the GOP to win the midterms. By fighting this way, it shows us what it would look like if the GOP leadership did it. His name is Ron DeSantis. And he just struck a major blow against the Democrats. As Jack Posobiec pointed out, it would have cost $100 million in PAC ads to raise the level of awareness of the illegal immigrant invasion of our open border. That is, if GOP leaders bother to run ads about it or even acknowledge that it's going on, which they largely haven't. For the price of 50 plane tickets, Ron DeSantis raised it to the national level when he shipped illegals to Martha's Vineyard. Notice, it was no one related to or connected to the GOP leadership doing this. In other words, the only people that I can see fighting for the GOP to win the midterms would be Governor Abbott of Texas, who I don't personally like, but he gets credit, and Ron DeSantis of Florida. Now, notice something. Google Mitch McConnell, Martha's Vineyard, illegal immigrants. Nothing comes up, does it? DeSantis did this, at least publicly, with no backing from the GOP leadership. Let that sink in. DeSantis is showing us what it would look like if the GOP leadership fought, and it would be easy to do. People ask me all the time, what do we have to do to win? We've got to get these five men the heck out of the way. They were all recruited by the Bush-era machine, globalist, anti-borders, and yes, anti-American and anti-freedom, and they've got to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.